All right, ladies and gents, this is the relaunch of my podcast, The Manuel Hernandez Experience. Had to trim and change a few things, but the essence of it has not changed. I'm going to talk a little bit about who I am for any new listeners who don't know me personally. And I'm going to talk to you about what you can expect from this podcast and what it's really all about for me and what I want to give through this podcast and share with other people. It's going to get a bit personal. Not uncomfortably personal, don't worry. Not too many feelings. But it's the real me. And I'm honestly overjoyed. I'm excited to be sharing this. I'm excited to share it with my friends, my family, and with new listeners who are looking for something new, looking for new ways to improve, and are on a constant journey, not just to make themselves better, but to make the world a better place through them. So I hope you enjoy. I'm a paramedic. My responsibility is for rescue and also for general medical help. But that's not my only real job. To be honest, I feel that my true mission is to help people. Not just physically, that's how it started, a desire to rescue not just myself, but others around me, to help people, to protect people. That led me to learn paramedic skills, general medical skills, police skills, self-defense skills, all of the things that made me feel and become a more capable man and a sheepdog, which was what my goal was originally. Then I learned that it's more for me about helping other people in so many other ways, the emotional, the spiritual, the real keys to your reality that make your world a better place, a more rich place, a fulfilling place, a place where instead of just living, you are dreaming. You're creating your dream, you're creating your reality. That's something that I've learned over time from some amazing people, people that I gather knowledge from continuously, people like Tony Robbins, Jocko Willink, Tim Ferriss, and many, many others. I try to collect the best of all of these different places and to distill them in a very concise way. I try to give people advice and help them in the numerous things that they're having difficulty with. Sometimes it's hard to see out on the other side of something, especially when you find yourself down in the, I guess in the marsh of where we can all find ourselves, where we forget maybe our path, our purpose, where we're not sure which obstacle is holding us back. It's a crazy thing. When you don't have the complete knowledge of everything that you need, obviously you don't know what to fix in order to get out of that problem. If there is a combination of, let's say, five numbers, and you've just stumbled into this and you have no idea how to fix that problem, how to find those five numbers, where do you even begin? It's very easy for the person who's already opened that lock to say, hey man, switch into this, 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 and this, and you'll get your way out. But for you, it feels impossible because you don't know the numbers, and how could you even possibly figure them out? You could spend years trying to figure it out yourself, or you can just spend months or maybe weeks finding the person who's already opened it. It gives you so much time in your life. It expands your life. And if you know that what you're doing is not working, well, you're not really standing to lose a whole lot by finding somebody who does. So that's what I do when I encounter a problem. Rather than simply trying to muscle my way through it, of course, I give it my best shot. But when I find that I repeatedly encounter a problem in my life, it's time to find an expert. And that is what I want this podcast to be, is an accumulation of all of the best that I find in my life, the best experts, the best things. Not only will I be sharing my personal experiences, my personal journey, where I came from, who I am, and what I've become, and who I hope to be, and give what I want to give to the world. It's also about the people who've touched my life, the people who are special to me, the friends, the acquaintances, and hopefully in the future, my viewers who will ask me and who will send in their questions and who will look for help and who will look for guidance. And that is what is really special to me, is being able to reach out to the people that I meet in my life, to the strangers, to the friends, to the acquaintances who say, you know, hey, I'm going through this. This is what is happening in my life. I'm not sure what to do next or how to fix this. How can I fix this? The reality is, the answer is always somewhere within you, on where you want to go, what direction you want to take things, what your next mission will be. But it's very difficult to filter that when you have a lack of knowledge. Sometimes it's the knowledge that gives structure to the answers that are already within you. And when you hear those things, when you hear the true things that are already within you, your soul will recognize that. And it'll be a really amazing feeling. It's like when you hear something, you're like, you know, I've always known that's true. I've always known that on some level, but I've never heard it put in those words before. And it just kind of stays with you. It becomes a part of your new operating system. So this is going to be my intro to my first podcast. I hope the first of many to come. And this is the beginning of a better you. So thank you for joining me on this. And I'm going to try to release a new one every couple of days. So for now, this is Manny signing out. Thank you guys for tuning in to episode 1 of my podcast. If you liked it, go ahead and leave a comment. Let me know your thoughts. Private message me. Subscribe. There will be regular releases of these podcasts as I go, usually depending on the experiences in my life. That includes messages from you guys, messages from my friends, from my family. I'm, for some reason, I guess, designated listener. So people usually come to me and they ask me for advice. They ask me for things about my thoughts, for things going on in their lives, and they open up to me, which I appreciate and I respect. And because of that, I won't be sharing any names, no identifying specifics. I'll keep it very general, and I'll keep it to the lessons learned from the problem. I'll recreate the situation. Many times what I notice is that we're all struggling with very different life situations, but very similar problems, very similar obstacles. And that is what I focus on. So for anybody who wants to be a part of this, send me a private message. We can talk privately, and we'll go from there. So everybody, I hope you enjoyed. If you didn't, your ears are bleeding, you can't stand it anymore, again, send me a private message. Let me know what I can improve. Let me know your thoughts. I have, obviously, my dream, my ideas of how I want to do things, but this is not just for me. This is also for you guys. This is for my listeners. This is to share with the world. And this is going to be a growth project. I'm learning along the way. So be gentle.